first, it's the Observation Deck with Gordo, brought to us by A Number One Air.
All right, time to get updated on our big event that got media coverage yesterday as it was carried live on tape on Fox 4, the national affiliate of the local station. And we were on there, Giorgio. We got coverage.
How about that?
It was excellent.
We're on TV.
Yeah, and yesterday, of course, was the penultimate stage in our five-stage race that we're having in North Park Center. Every day, Giorgio and I have been going mall walking with the P1s. And boy, we've had a good crowd every single day. And some of those people have made it out all 4 days so far. And we'll see if they'll make it the fifth day today as we start at 10:30. So yesterday, you and I were not tethered together as we were on Wednesday when we broadcast live, making history while mall walking. And yesterday, I went all out. Some reason, the pace started fast, and it stayed fast. And P1 Rosie...
What do you mean, some reason? You just took off like you've done every day.
Yeah, I know, but some days you start off faster than others, as I found out yesterday. And P1 Rosie, who is the little short woman who walks with me up there at the front, she had an incredible pace. She was getting in front of me about half the time, and I was trying to keep up with her. She was hauling ace.
Yeah, she was moving.
So you guys did four laps, and y'all were waiting for us at the finish line when we finished our fifth lap. And then Rosie and me, and there was three or four other P1s, we're determined to do an extra lap. We want to do six laps because I think we did five laps last time, right?
Right.
The day before yesterday.
Mm-hmm.
So we want to do six and improve that time. Well, we were timing each lap, and we were averaging under 9 minutes per lap of the mall. And that lap is about 0.8 miles. So we were doing 11 minute and 15 second miles.
Nice.
We were getting faster each lap. We always improved on our lap before, just by a few seconds, but it was still, we were keeping up the pace, and I was sweating at the end of that.
That's a very fast walking pace. That is actually a slow running pace.
Yeah, it was like a slow running pace. Yeah, that's exactly what we were doing, and we were just going and going. It was unbelievable. It was a really good workout. So how many minutes? What, 5 miles, I guess we did.
Mm-hmm.
And yesterday was the day I wore the worst possible clothing. I was wearing jeans and a non-wicking technology shirt.
You've worn jeans every day.
A shirt that featured non-wicking technology.
Which is weird. And
well,
the P1s have said that but you're still sweating. And
well,
you're
yesterday
still,
it was.
I bet you've worked up. And jeans, you had to have worked up a sweat every day. In your nether regions.
No, the only time I worked up a sweat, well, obviously yesterday I did, and then the day before when we were walking with the broadcast equipment, I hadn't taken off my jacket. And so I was, I had sweat on my back when I took my jacket off, because it was getting hot in there, wearing a full Everest jacket.
Well, P1s think you're chafing, and I tend to agree with them.
Yeah, I guess everyone has problems with chafing more than I do. I didn't know that jeans chafed so much.
Yeah, I would think if you mall walk in them, that you would be leaving yourself open for that.
Well, still, I haven't chafed even after yesterday, which was very strenuous for me,
mm-hmm.
mall walking wise.
Do you use a lovely talcum powder?
I do not use a lovely talcum powder.
Prevent chafing.
Why does it have to be lovely? But it was awesome yesterday. It was a lot of fun. I was real proud of our group for doing what we did.
Can I just say that I am so proud of the two of you, and that after 4 days I notice a change. You guys look better, you look healthier, you look happier.
We have a glow.
This is doing a world of good for the both of you.
Uh-huh.
It actually does feel really good. You know, going into yesterday, the tops of my feet were hurting, and I was feeling from the previous 3 days. And then after yesterday, which was my most strenuous day, I feel better today.
Mm-hmm.
I don't feel sore.
You know, that's something that you'll hear commonly of, say, riders in the tour, that the first week is the worst. The second week, they just kind of start, the bodies adjust, and they just kind of get into it. And the second week and the third week are sometimes easier for those guys than the first week, because the body is amazing. The body does have a way of adjusting, and now your new normal is to get out and walk for 45 minutes or an hour every day after the show, and the body is saying thank you.
I know, and I'm a bit worried today because, as Giorgio, you've been encouraging all along to have a taper down day.
Mm-hmm.
Today is the taper down day, or at least it's going to be for me, as it's kind of like the last stage of the tour, where it's a little bit more ceremonial. There's a lot of camaraderie and talking. We're not really pushing the pace. It's much more of a casual pace today. That's what I plan to do. This is more of a parade today than it is an official mall walking race.
If.
Because I've got yellow, and it's so far out of reach right now.
It was never a race to begin with. So, in other words, today you're going to do what you should have been doing all week.
No,
that's what you're saying.
The idea was to get in shape.
You can't get in shape in 5 days.
No,
the
you
idea
can,
was
but you can make a pretty.
It was
good
presented
dent.
As, "Hey, we'll walk together, we'll bond, we'll talk, and everything." And you've just taken off and done your own thing, which is fine if you want to get in shape and win the Dallas Vert Sprint tomorrow at the Reunion Tower. But I didn't know that it was going to be a race, and just to see how fast
no,
we could go.
It's
all
not
week.
A race, but it's for everyone to go their own pace. To
that's fine.
To feel yeah. good at the end of it.
That's fine, too.
As the person who's kind of in charge of this event,
not
I feel
charge,
like
charge,
I need
charge.
To ask this question now, and maybe I should ask it again on Monday, but any chance that either of you
no.
continue,
Whoa, wait, let him finish the question.
Continue some sort of daily exercise program after this as a continuation of a New Year's resolution, turning over a new leaf, has this done anything to ignite any interest in that in you?
It actually has got me interested in it. Whereas I never would have really thought about it before. It's like, this feels pretty good. I feel good the rest of the day.
Mm-hmm.
I sleep better. It psychologically feels good, too. Mm-hmm. That's the thing.
Yes. And you know what?
You feel like you're a little bit more squared away by getting some regular exercise.
Exactly. And if you get into this routine and if you carry it on past this week, you will get to a point where you can't wait to get to your exercise of choice, and your day will feel incomplete without it.
So we should determine, Giorgio, whether we continue another week. What do you say?
With what? With mall walking?
The event we've been talking
okay.
No.
Someone's not enjoying the week.
Hasn't it been kind of
no.
fun?
Yeah, I've enjoyed, the no, I've enjoyed talking to the P1s, absolutely.
Just not the walking part?
The
you want to do a ball sitting event?
Yeah, that would be fine. Yeah, no, the exercise is fine too. But I don't know. I don't think mall walking is my thing, and I don't necessarily want to do that another week. Maybe it is your thing. I think it may be your thing.
Well, it's embarrassing that it's my thing because we.
Why?
Because we started off kind of poking fun at mall walkers as being, you know, 80-year-old women in Velcro-laced shoes.
Well, see.
And then I go
it's,
and...
It's for everybody.
I go and I do it, and I'm like, oh, this is nice, all climate-controlled. You can go in there no mm-hmm. matter what the weather is, and walk around, and you got stuff to look at. It doesn't really get boring.
Well,
it's pretty...
has this ignited
something, to it.
Something in you, George, to where maybe it's not mall walking, but swimming, which is your
yeah.
natural sport, or some kind of a routine?
No, it's felt, and I've done that before, but I don't want to make a big pronouncement about it, because usually I fall off the wagon, but yeah, no, it feels, it feels great. I've done this before, and you do get into a routine where you don't want to miss. Yeah.
I think it would be such a beautiful thing if the two of you mall walked together for a year.
Okay, what do you say, George?
It would be
money in the world. If you pay
that
me...
That doesn't sound like there's a lot of hope.
I wouldn't know how to handle
an agreement
it.
If you
here.
Paid me, I'd do it for $50,000 a week. So if you can
That's
come
ridiculous.
Up with that...
ridiculous!
We can start a GoFundMe page and give me $50,000 a week. I would mall walk with Gordon for the rest of the year.
I will mall walk with you for the rest of the year, but the border wall has to be part of the agreement.
Okay. I can agree to that.
Okay. All right. So he just agreed.
Okay.
$50,000 a week and a wall.
No.
We got it.
So today is our final day, 10:30 a.m. in front of the Peloton store in North Park Center. We wrap up the world-famous Muser's Mall Walk, which has surpassed our wildest dreams.
Oh, it's been incredible, and I'm expecting a massive crowd today of P1s wanting to walk with you on the final official day. of hashtag Musers Mall Walk. It's a beautiful thing you guys are doing.
Isn't it beautiful?
Raising awareness for awareness, turning over a new leaf, New Year's resolution.
Just, we're over $2,000 now to our $5,000
goal. That is unbelievable.
So we're on pace to miss it by a mile.
We are raising tens of dollars each day.
It is. And beautiful. Thank you to Giorgio, my fellow mall walker. He walks with me. He talks with me.
I walk behind you.
Well, yes, you're spotting me. You're protecting my back.
All right, thank you. The greatness of the Beatles here on America's favorite radio station, Sports Radio 1310, 96.7 FM, The Ticket. Today is day 5 of hashtag Musers Mall Walk. It starts at 10:30 this morning at North Park, right in front of the Peloton store. That's the start-finish line every day, and that is very close to Dillard's. On that stretch between Dillard's and Macy's, what an incredible week it's been. It's been very emotional. George and Gordon, a New Year's resolution to get out and exercise and bond with each other and come up with stuff for the show and raise awareness for awareness. You can go to our GoFundMe page. Just go to Gordo's Twitter feed, and there's a link to the GoFundMe page there. So it's just been a win, win, win. It's been a beautiful thing. I'm so proud of you two guys.
Oh, it's been a fun week, for sure, especially with the P1s who've come out.
Channel 4 was out there yesterday, thanks to Mike Ducey for sending a camera out there. And today, I believe, several media outlets are going to be present.
Hey, the GoFundMe's up to over $2,300 now.
Nice.
And raising awareness for awareness.
It's our last day, and we're only halfway to our goal. Well, that means the Musers need to start kicking in some money here, Giorgio.
Sometimes it's not about you, Giorgio, when I'm saying about, that. It's not about perfection. It's about progress.
Yeah, that's $2,300. Somebody was fired.
No. A lot of people have operated with that as their mantra. It's a good idea.
I'm very excited about today's finale. You guys pledged to do this for at least a week. So as far as we know, today is the grand finale. I think a lot of P1s will be out there walking with you. But, you know, North Park has been really nice to host this, and they've put up with whatever we've brought out there each day. Well, they do have somebody in charge of security, and we should open the door and let him into the studio because he wants to tell the P1s some of the rules and regulations to follow if you're out there mall walking. Officer Foster. Hi, Officer Foster.
Hey.
I'm Officer Foster. I'm the official security advisor and logistical attaché to Sport Radio 1310, The Ticket. Okay?
Okay.
Yes.
Now, I know I'm a little bit late to this party because I just received my notice that this event was taking place. I did not know that. At the time, I did not know that when this started on Monday.
Yeah, we hadn't seen you out there.
But no matter that, today I will be there at North Park Center. I'll be running crowd control and security at this historic mall walk for freedom.
Okay. Good. Thank you for being there.
It'd be nice to have you.
Okay, so here's the idea. We want a safe, clean, AIDS-free mall walk.
Okay.
All right.
I don't think that was going
to
be a problem.
I don't want to discriminate, but if you got any sort of communicable disease, we want you to stay at home. All right. Okay. We don't want women out there with AIDS or flu HPV or Hep A, B, or C.
Okay.
All right. My job, first and foremost, is to keep these two broadcasters safe and sound so they can continue their life-giving careers.
Right.
All right. So if you feel sick or you are showing signs of anything, any malady or disease, stay at home. Don't come near these broadcasters. Well, ladies, if you get close to Mr. Dunham with so much as a yeast infection, I'm pulling a bullet in you.
Oh, my God.
That is
threats like that.
You're going to get in trouble for that.
Lady, you'll be staggering around North Park with a gut shot, and I'll jam 911 line so no one will help you. Okay? Let this be your one and only warning.
You're supposed to protect and serve.
Men, do not approach these broadcasters. All right? They are very delicate broadcast machines, and any chit-chat may upset them.
Well, that may be true with Gordo, but I don't mind talking to the P1s.
If I catch you asking one of these men about the weather, I'm going to shoot you.
No.
All right? If you get in their way as they are trying to walk, I will shoot you.
Officer Foster.
Okay? If you look at them directly in the eyes, I will nightstick you on the nape of your neck and tell you to keep moving. All right? If you make these men upset in any way, I am going to shoot you. How clear do I have to be?
You're very clear.
Okay, in case I'm not being clear, let me be very clear. P1 lives don't matter to me, okay?
You're all about keeping the peace.
I'm all about keeping the peace. We're going to keep this nice and orderly and clean and safe.
We've been able to do that without all these ridiculous rules, and why don't you just walk with us?
I hate listeners, the ones that get in the way. And that's a quote from Mr. Dunham, and I think it bears repeating.
I've never said that.
All right. I will confiscate all cell phones at the beginning of the walk so that you cannot take any unauthorized pictures of our brilliant heroes as they sweat or make orgasm faces while walking. All right. Now, at the end of the walk, you may or may not get your cell phone back after I've downloaded all the naked pictures of your wife or yourself, if you are female, in order to blackmail you into keeping the peace at the mall wall.
I know your end result is what you're after, but it sounds like you're breaking the law.
Excuse me, sir, I'm still talking right now.
Sorry, he's still got the floor.
And I need to announce that for more information, there are a lot of people who may be listening right now who may want to know a little bit more information about this, and I'm going to give you this more information. All right?
All right, Mason.
What's that?
Be careful,
information.
George. Be careful.
You better watch it right here. I got
this. Okay, all
right. Snap this holster right now. And I'll go frontier justice on your ass.
All right. Okay, sorry.
All right, listen. You can reach us on social medias if you want to get more information about this mall walk. On Twitter, you can type in #BrownMusersMallWalk.
Hashtag.
And that will take you to our email account's webpage where get on the internet and get some pamphlets about this radio program. All right, on Snapface, you can punch in input and get your username for the internet. All right, and remember the safety rules of going online. Rule number one, don't go on the web. Do all of your browsing offline. If you go online to get on the internet, you expose your computer to viruses that affect digitals, like computers and calculators.
Okay.
So we're going to keep you offline. You show up there today, we're going to keep it nice and orderly, and we're going to go single file today. I saw pictures of this event. People were spread out, some walking 10 wide. Well, we're not going to walk 10 wide. We're going to go single file.
Just
we're going
settle
march.
Down.
We're going to go left, right, left, right,
no.
left, right, left, left, right, right, left, left, right, right. We're going to march around that mall.
That doesn't sound like fun.
And the last lap, we're going to goose step that thing, too.
Oh, no. We're not going to do that.
Hey, don't you cross me. I got a bead right on your forehead right now.
Geez, okay.
You better watch out unless you want a 38 special right through that gray matter.
Oh, my God.
Good Lord, he's hostile.
At North Park Mall.
All right. All right. Thank you for stopping by, Officer Foster. All right, it's 8:45. Whoa, geez, man.
That was a warning shot, I think.
It whizzed right by my head there.